Love the politician, hate the policy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Have you noticed this? Neither presidential candidate is a bad person. They are both great guys. And we know this because their opponents tell us so.
Mitt Romney grew up in Detroit. What I don't understand is, in spite of that, he was willing to let Detroit go bankrupt. Look, I don't think he's a bad guy.
Not a bad guy, great guy. Except for the part where he would have let a whole car company go bankrupt. But otherwise, I will not hear a word against him.
No, I don't think he's a bad guy.
Not a bad guy. In fact,
I think he's a good guy. He just has no idea how good he's had it.
But otherwise, love him to death. And it's a bipartisan love fest, by the way.
So no one misunderstands. Our problem with President Obama isn't that he's a bad person.
No, they love the man. And not just because he's black.
By all accounts, he too is a good husband. And a good father, and thanks to lots of practice, a good golfer.
You throw in that last part just to acknowledge how well he balances work and leisure.
Our problem is not that he's a bad person.
Here it comes.
Our problem is that he's a bad president.
The really weird thing is that if you Google the phrase, he's not a bad person, you get a list of crime blotter stories, usually quoting a mother being asked why she thinks her son suddenly lost his mind and started opening fire at random. And the poor woman always says, I wish I knew, because he's not a bad person. So you see, it's not the hate talk. It's when a politician says how much he likes you that you know the knives are out. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.